Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A lot of energy in this here studio today.
This is cool.
So, you know, now Tobin and Leroy are before us, and the relationship that I've always had with Tobin and Leroy and Crowder has with Tobin and Leroy is everybody just fires off insults at one another. I mean, this is just, you know, it's just the way that it is. We've always done it, but we've always had Tobin and Leroy in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, I got here at 1 o'clock today, and I infiltrated their Twitch cameras, and, you know. But it, and so finally I had to say to Leroy, relax, we got a whole lifetime together. He was trying to fire off every insult, hot take, like anything that he could get, you know, out of his mouth in 5 minutes during the crossover. And I'm like, now we got a lifetime together, man.
So we're on that first date right now, and we got excited.
Right. We did.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, it was like a double date almost, and you didn't know which one. So you're kind of like firing out Scud missiles and seeing which ones land with whom and mm-hmm. where. And
Jay Fig.
Fig was here.
That's
Marcos.
That's the first time I saw Jay Fig in 2 years.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, Marcos is here, and now he's with his crew, so now he got a little, he's got his chest
right.
out.
Right, he was helping us out. He was so helpful last week, but now he's got his squad.
Didn't he give me dap? He fist bumped me.
And our squad is Solana, who's hobbled, and that's what sets Leroy off. It just doesn't matter with Leroy. Leroy just goes for the jugular.
He should.
With Solana. And Solana, he gets tongue-tied. You know, so.
Yeah, no, you guys are supposed to have my back. And it's almost
I
like
do.
You egg him
no,
on.
No,
you
no, no, no. I have
what?
Got your back. He's part of our squad.
Yeah.
But we're waiting for you to get in here to help us with the verbal squabble. And it took you like 7 minutes because of your knee.
What's the movie you love with the gangs with the face
paint? The Warriors.
Now that everybody's back in studio,
right.
We have to get our squad together.
Right.
Yeah. Solana, I'm going to stop messing with you.
Yeah.
In front of people.
Right. No, in front of people, that's our dude.
Squad up.
Mm-hmm. We even bring Jimmy in for that. I'll bring Jimmy in.
He's the number one.
I had a great day yesterday. I am not exaggerating. I started watching football at 9:30 a.m., Minnesota and New Orleans from mm-hmm. London. And then I watched the 1 o'clock games, the 4 o'clock games, and then Sunday night football. I never left my house yesterday.
Hmm.
I watched football on my couch from 9:30 in the morning till, when did Sunday night football end? About 11, 11:15 maybe?
Yeah, 11:05, something like
late.
That.
I mean, 9:30 in the morning. Did you do that, Solana? Did you watch all day or did you do stuff yesterday?
Guys, I had the most incredible Sunday. I haven't been able to watch Red Zone in 2 years,
because you're always working on the Dolphins games.
Right, and the one Sunday we had off last year in the bye week, I was on vacation. I watched Red Zone from 1 p.m.
It is so great.
Till 7:30 p.m., and it was the best Sunday I've had in months.
What about you? Did you watch football all day or were you doing things?
Solana is unmarried with no kids. Your son is in college. I have 11, 9, and 2. And
so, I pity you.
Daddy,
you
let's do this.
You can't do that when you have young
Daddy,
kids.
Daddy, let's do that. Now my youngest started talking Chaz. Like, not just mommy, daddy. Like, Daddy, go outside.
Right.
Daddy, let's go play ball. Let's go ball. And, and I can't tell my son, no, daddy's watching football.
People don't realize, I've said this before, you know, when my kid was young and he would say, let's do a puzzle. I had no problem saying, go find mom. That's not my wheelhouse. No problem. Like, didn't feel guilt or whatever because you don't want me to do it. But I can't help you build a Lego. I don't have it in me. I can't do it. I can make a tower. I could stack the Legos up if they fit. But if my son ever said, let's go play catch, let's go to the park, let's throw the football, whatever it was, I could never say no because you're like, first of all, as he gets older, you start to realize, oh, I'm not going to have these times forever.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's the wheelhouse. Like, you know, playing sports with your son, or I'm sure if your daughter asks you to go fishing, or I know she plays tennis.
Yes.
Like, you just can't say no.
No. And you know what? Yesterday, I had two tires, old tires off one of my old trucks. I keep them next to the house. I pulled out tires and laid them in the front yard. And they played with these tires and flipped them over, jumped on them. They had like sumo wrestling matches. Who's the first one to fall off the tire? The simplest games in the world. We had a great time.
I watched this show on Reels called On Patrol Live. It used to be on another channel. It was very popular. It's just the, you know, it's Red Zone for cops. And I said to myself, because they always end up at a house that has tires outside. I said to myself, my wife, I go, who is this that's keeping tires around the house? Who would even know what to do with a tire? Old Country Crowder here is the guy with the tires around his house.
If you're resourceful, tires are an amusement park. You can roll them, you can flip them, you can jump inside them, you can put a kid inside of them and roll them. Tires are an amusement
all
park.
Sounds dangerous, and I think that they're like, you know, you get the water in there when they're laying on the side. Yeah. I mean, they're breeding grounds for mosquitoes. Solana, you ever grow up, you have a lot of tires around your house?
I didn't hang out with kids that played with tires.
Funny thing. I was like, yeah, let's get the tires. And my oldest son, Channing, the 11-year-old, he was like, Daddy, there's wasps in the tires. And I'm tough, and I was like, wasps are scared of me. And I went over there, and there was wasps in the tires.
Help!
But I couldn't run because now I got cocky, so I walked away slowly, went and got a little spray, sprayed them, got the hose, cleaned the tires, and went and had fun.
We know about Crowder's, you know, sense of confidence. We've seen you try to jump the creek because you couldn't back out, even when you knew that it was going to be disadvantageous
to
do so. But anyway, I watched football all day. Tua obviously was a big topic of conversation on all the NFL pregame shows.
Exhausting.
I think 98 players went out into the concussion protocol during yesterday's games. I think it was 12, which it was either 12 or 14. It was a lot of players. And again, that's fine. Like, I, you know, we talked about it last week. Like, if you want to change the protocols, you want to make it even safer, that's great. But there is some significant opining. Rex Ryan had me going a little bit. I don't know if you saw him on ESPN, but he was like, when those players are out there, they are your kids. And if you wouldn't put your kid, like, he was taking Mike McDaniel to task. And I imagine I could find a million examples of Rex Ryan telling people to batter their heads into each other. Again, I'm not telling you people should batter their heads into one another, but let's also not be, I don't know, hypocritical, or let's not do something in one instance that we haven't done in the longest time. We all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. Viewers, coaches, players, we all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. It was an absolutely ugly incident last Thursday night with Tua, but also he didn't get his head chopped off either.
Yeah.
You know.
And somebody just asked me today, why don't they take the helmets off? Because
then you wouldn't lead with your head.
Then you won't lead with your head. Yeah. And I told him, if you take those helmets off, it's not football anymore.
Right.
You're not going to see you can't run the ball if you don't have a helmet on. Those linemen aren't going to jam their heads and try to get the double teams up to the linebacker. The scheme of football can't work. So they were like, how do we fix this? I said, if you do not want head injuries in football, stop football. Because that's how it's been played for so long. We talked about Hawk jacked up. Remember, it used to be jacked up, and now it's come on, man.
Yeah.
We used to glorify big hits. And now we don't glorify Big Hicks anymore. But my one thing I want to tell people on both sides, if you really care about these players and you're, buying in, but you're adjusting, evolving with this game, I do not want to hear not one fan, not one gambler that has a quarterback and they bet a bunch of money on that game to say toughen up. No. Don't toughen up. If you want that player to be safe and he gets up and shakes his head one time and they say, oh, no, he shook his head. He's trying to figure things out. It must be a brain injury. Take him out the game. Don't think about your bet. Don't think about your record. Don't think about that. This toughen up being soft, don't call anybody soft or toughen up. Never use those phrases again if you really want players to be safe.
And by the way, we can mitigate, which is what the league tries to do and has done a very good job. Tuan Russell is going to join us this hour. I want to talk to him about, you know, I mean, he was a linebacker back in the day where, I don't know, would you lead with your head back in his day? I guess you would.
Yes. He's older than me. Yeah, that with our head. Yeah. They called it hat and hands. When you hit a lineman, you hit him with your forehead and your hands on the shoulder pads. But your forehead's a part of your head.
Right.
They used to teach us that.
So, again, I think the league has done a very good job mitigating head injuries and recognizing them better. It doesn't mean it's infallible, as you saw with Tua Tagovailoa, but I'm sure they're addressing that. But it'll continue to evolve as we have more knowledge and are able to make more changes. But I mean, you know, honestly, I remember back in the day watching baseball. They never had the face masks that were part of the batting helmets. And then all of a sudden, people were getting, you know, hit in the face. You remember Giancarlo Stanton?
Broke up everything.
I mean, you know, so now they have those masks. I mean, the helmets that goalies wear are much more secure than it used to be. It used to be that little Jason Friday the 13th mask. I mean, no joke. So all this stuff, it evolves over time as technology allows. So, we'll get to headlines. I want to talk to Tuan Russell. He's going to join us. David Fiorones, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us later on in the afternoon because they did have practice today. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media today. Solana's got all that. So let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll start there. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. Here's what everybody wants to know. Tua out versus the Jets. That is official per Mike McDaniel, and he was asked about a timetable, said it's too early to give a timetable on his return.
Yeah, there was zero chance. Tua could have scored a perfect score on the SAT today.
He's not going in that game.
There was zero chance that he was playing Sunday. Right decision, if for nothing else, the optics, but also for his health, we do know. He was discharged from the hospital Thursday night in Cincinnati. He had no brain bleeds, no swelling, no structural damage. So he's in the concussion protocol now. And we've heard time and time again, it's very personal as to when you emerge from it. I know Seathan Carter's been in it for a couple of weeks for the Dolphins. But there was no chance he was playing Sunday.
It's honestly a pivotal moment for the NFL. I think when these guys start going the rest of this year and even next year, and 2 years from now, Hawk, when a guy just dings and you know what? A player's going to argue about it. I feel fine. I'm good. Let me go out there. No. You remember with Tua when he did that? This is one of those reference points of the concussion protocol because they're going to change it and they're doing this investigation. I've never heard of a concussion protocol investigation until Tua's.
Yep, 100%. This will be a pivotal moment.
The Heat, they agreed to an extension with Tyler Hero, 4 years worth $130 million.
Somebody just texted us. Hero getting the big money bag like he's Hockman and Crowder.
Hog, you keeping it?
Huh? What? Who texted that?
Let me see your wallet.
That text is maliciously false.
Let me see your wallet.
By the way, if you want to text us, because we're only on 560 now, there's no more simulcast. If you want to text us, it's 305-567-0560. If you are texting the old 790 number that I used to give out for years, if you are texting that number, only Marco Rubio sees it, and maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene. So if you want to get a hold of us via text, 305-567-0560.
I slapped my radio in the car this morning. What is this?
You text that old 790 number. It is someone in a tin hat. Someone in a tin hat gets it.
What is? What's wrong with my reception? What's going on here?
The Heat, by the way, open preseason tomorrow versus the Minnesota Timberwolves.
How about that? Preseason tomorrow at the FTX Arena, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Basketball's coming. Hockey's coming.
Solana and I were just talking before the show started. Do you know the Panthers open their season next week? The regular season.
We got action, Jack.
Next week.
We got action, Jack. We're going to be broke because you're going to gamble on everything.
So we hit a four-team parlay yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We started to make a little dent in the deficit. Roll the deficit clock back a little bit.
We got to get a big dent. Can we go big dent?
It was a fairly big dent.
Last time since winning a bet, we could put 0 days. We're on it.
There you go. Since
winning a bet. Inter Miami picked up 3 big points the other day. They're clinging against Toronto FC. They're clinging to that final playoff spot. Gonzalo Higuain scored the game winner, 86th minute, and he announced today that at the end of the season, he will be retiring from the beautiful game.
The game Wednesday is a huge game, right? The Inter Miami game?
Huge game. Not only is it the Turnpike Derby versus Orlando City, but Inter Miami can jump up some spots with a victory over Orlando City, or if they lose, depending on what happens behind them with Columbus, with a couple other teams right behind them, they could fall out of that playoff spot going into the final game of the season.
All right. There you go.
Must win on Wednesday.
Must win.
Gonzalo Higuain retiring. I know you guys don't care, but that's huge. Like, this guy played at the highest levels for the best club teams with the Argentine national team as well. Like, he is one of the best soccer players over the past decade. One of the best.
And how long was he here?
2 seasons.
Just 2 seasons.
3 seasons, 2 seasons.
All right.
We'll always miss our homie.
We will. Pour one out.
The Marlins, they took 3 of 4.
Pour one out.
He didn't die. He's just retiring. He's just going back to Argentina. All right, pour it back in. Can you pour it back in once you pour it out?
No, it's on the ground.
You can't pour it back in?
Yeah, you let it muster.
The Marlins took 3 of 4 versus the Brewers over the weekend. Good time for them to get things rolling here. Final series of the season. You want to watch some Marlins baseball? It's here. 3-game set versus the Braves begins tonight. The Braves right now lead the NL East, but the Mets are 2 games back, so technically this matters for
this
them.
This does matter in terms of the NL East and who ends up on top. This Marlins-Braves series, final series, means a little something. Do we want to help out New York, or do we want to help out the Braves?
Braves.
Yeah. But they won the World Series last year, right, too. Like, do we want them to win again?
Like, it's enough already. You're getting cutesy, Atlanta.
It's New York, though. I can't deal
you
with
know
this
how
New
I
York.
Feel.
Yeah. All right, guys. Monday Night Football tonight, Rams at 49ers, 8:15. I'll get to some of the other important NFL scores over the weekend later on in today's show. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy today, not as hot as it was over the summer. It's a good feeling. Things are starting to cool up just a little bit. Still humid, though. That's your weather.
All right. Tuan Russell is going to join us in the next segment. David Fiorone is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, talk about the Dolphins practice today. So we got a lot of stuff to get to on this Monday Hockman and Crowder program.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Unbutton your shirt, Tuan.
Hock and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our friend Tuan Russell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And last time he was on with us, he gave me a lesson on the Golden Crust restaurant chain. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it. It was the summer. We were having everybody go through drive-thrus. I forget where we had Tuan go. Did we have him go somewhere? Because
yes.
He had done the Shamrock Shake for us, right? We'll bring him on here.
Ask him.
Tuan, were you doing a segment at a drive-thru with us?
I don't think I did one last year.
But we just talked about Golden Crust. You said you would do one from there, and I'd never heard of it.
Well, I mean, because you were working on your culture.
I know. What do I get there? The number one?
No.
No. First of all, you got to learn how to say rice and peas, curry goat, dumplings, or dumplings and soup. You gotta think outside the box. This is not going to just be rice and chicken.
But then I have like a grilled cheese or something. Is there a kids menu? I don't know if I like anything.
I don't
that
even have cheese
there.
On any of their meals.
Come on, you hear him?
I'm trying to think. Hey, Chad, do they have cheese on anything?
No, they don't. And in our culture, the kids eat what the grown people eat. There's no kids meal. You want some oxtail?
The only kids' food they have is a Jamaican beef patty. That's only, now you've heard of that, right? Yeah.
I've had that before. That's delicious.
All right. Was it chicken? Was it beef? What was it? You probably got the veggies.
I said, give me the beef. Hold all seasonings. I don't want any.
I don't want
any seasonings and no salt and pepper. No salt and pepper, please.
Well, let me let you know.
And I said,
know.
Can you get that in some sort
of?
Can you get that in some sort of wheat crust? Can I get some sort of wheat crust?
They would cuss you out at Golden Crust.
And then I got a pumpkin spice
he
latte.
Understand
to
be all
drink.
In patois.
Good to go. Anyway, Tuan Russell, longtime friend of the show, former Miami Hurricanes linebacker, former Dolphins linebacker. He's the athletic director now at St. Thomas. I always mention he's very charitable as well. He's got the Russell Education Foundation, which does amazing work in our communities. And St. Thomas, what'd they win? They won a Blue Ribbon Award from the Department of Education?
Yeah. We won the Blue Ribbon Award. It's a national award that's given by the Department of Education. Only two schools in the state of Florida received it. I think over 200 schools in the country received it. This is our third time receiving it. I mean, it's just a testament of our our great leadership from our principal and assistant principals. And I'll tell you, man, I went here, and I'm still get surprised of how awesome this place is, just from a holistic standpoint, the pride that they take in education on a daily basis and how they prepare their students.
Antoine, how do you judge – I'm not talking about outside. I'm talking about you inside of you. How do you judge if you're doing a good job? Because that's an amazing award. Talking about two in all of Florida, that's a crazy award. But you're the AD. Like, is it athletic? I know you want your children to succeed, your players, your students to succeed academically, but, like, how do you go home? What's the hierarchy of things that you say, I did a good job today, this week, this month, this year?
Well, the Blue Ribbon Award, I think, is number one. It starts with academics and what they accomplish in the classroom and how they're helping kids go to college, or graduation rate, how many kids are going to college, those types of things. It's a holistic award to see how you're getting your kids involved, how you're providing opportunity for all your students in all aspects of the school. So I think from a holistic standpoint, I believe that St. Thomas is one of the best schools in the world. So, I mean, when you look at every aspect of it, how many schools have academics, athletics, clubs, all the things that you can think of, and that's what you're looking for. When you're looking to put your kids somewhere, you want them to have the best academics in the business. I think we can line up with anybody. But from an athletic standpoint, I measure it by how many kids are being impacted. I mean, wins and losses did not define my success, because if it did, I'm going to be disappointed, because, I mean, we have 29 sports. So last year we won 5 state championships, so 24 of them, I'm going to be really upset that we didn't win. I mean, for me, I define my success by, are our kids getting the message? We believe in 4 things: faith, family, tradition, and excellence. And if I am consistent at getting those 4 things and getting our kids to buy into them, if they're doing that, they're going to be better students, they're going to be better people, and they're going to go out and do what God wants them to do. Because at the end of the day, my goal is the school's goal, to make sure we are creating arrows, launching them into the world, and for those students to be disruptive in a positive way. And that's the part that, you know, drives me on a daily basis. The wins and losses, I think, are just a byproduct of the type of student we create, but that doesn't define, you know, my success.
Tuan Russell, now you know why we love having him on, because we can go from Golden Crust to academics in high school and still having a quality sports program, and we can do it with aplomb. I mean, we just bounce around. So now let's take another detour, Tuan. Let's talk, man, I have to talk Canes with him, I guess, right? I want to talk Tua.
Yeah, I don't want to. It's fine. Let's go Tua. I mean, y'all don't want to talk Canes.
I don't really want
to. I can talk Canes. Well, I can talk you want to talk about.
Well, I'll just say this, because there's so many things that we haven't talked with you in a while. There's so many things. But it was, you know, Canes didn't play this weekend, but the weekend prior, they lost to Middle Tennessee State. And they've got UNC coming up this Saturday. But how do you explain that bad a loss to Middle Tennessee State, a team that you're favored by 25 points over? You paid them $1.5 million to come in and get their asses kicked, and you lose from whistle to whistle in that game.
You know, it's easy to blame Mario. It's easy to blame the current coaching staff. But you need to remember, we haven't won 10 games at the University of Miami in the last 20 years. You know, you got to remember that, you know, we've won 9 games over, you know, 3 or 4 times over those 20 years. But we didn't get here from last year. We got here over, you know, 4 head coaches, you know, over time. And it doesn't just change overnight. I mean, the daunting task that Coach Cristobal has to transform this team is going to take time. And I appreciate our fans being excited about who we brought in, and understanding that he needs more time. But it's easy to blame him and say, you know, whatever. I just feel that you don't get out of 20 years of challenges overnight. And we have the right team. We have the right people. We're going in the right direction. And you're going to have some road bumps, some speed bumps during that transition period. Now, we're not saying it's acceptable. We're not saying that we weren't embarrassed, because we were. We got pride in our program. But 3 years from now, when we're starting to look at the body types on our football team, that they're starting to look like the same body types in other conferences, and you say, man, how did we get here? Well, we're going to remember it all started with that first, you know, that first year of Mario's first year, and they're going to talk about Middle Tennessee as a changing point. And I just look at situations like this as an opportunity for us to get better. You have kids wanting to come to you have kids who want to come to University of Miami. You have kids that want to, you know, be a part of that orange and green. You have kids that want to be here. It has to start somewhere, and we're starting the process. It doesn't happen overnight. And I'm all in with Mario. I'm all in with this coaching staff. I'm all in with this program, and we're going to figure it out. We're just not going to do it in, you know, 6 months.
Antoine, from being a AD now, going back to playing and coaching and everything you've done, how hard is it? Because, listen, y'all are 2-2. I was laughing, but Tuan, the damn Gators 3-2. Now we ain't blowing the world out of anything. But like, how long does that transition really happen? Not even just the coaching staff transition, the culture transition, but even the X and O's. Like getting your, you know, it sounds good that you have a camp to get your system implemented, but now you're playing other people that know what you're doing. How long does that legitimately take to transition a coaching staff and a scheme?
It's harder now, because now everyone has access to players. I mean, the portal has changed the game for every team. I mean, there was a point where and I knew there was a day where the portal was going to transform high school football. I mean, college football, and I'll tell you why. You have colleges who, you know, had to go to the portal because they're trying to compete today. And then now you have, you know, some colleges, some Division I colleges that maybe wouldn't have normally had access to those high school athletes who were the five stars and the four stars. Well, now that's their only opportunity, is to go to some of these smaller schools. So you know, 3 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. Now you have these athletes who are starting to mature. They're getting better since the pandemic. Now these freshmen and sophomores that came in the pandemic are starting, and they were five-star kids just 3 years ago, and they couldn't get into college because of the portal. So you have this dynamic where the parity in college football is going to increase, and it's going to be harder to win. And that's exactly what they want. They want everyone to be competitive. And I'm not surprised that, you know, University of Miami had a challenge with Middle Tennessee. But if you look across the country, it's not just University of Miami. It's a lot of colleges who are playing teams that people are like, well, why are they in such a tough fight? The parity of college football has just changed. And to win a football game takes a lot of work, and it doesn't start the day before. It starts years in advance. And you have teams that have been in, you know, recruiting and bringing kids in for the last 3 years, and now those kids are maturing, and now you're seeing the product of their success.
But it hurt, that Middle Tennessee State game.
It hurt.
A couple of hurricanes like us, that was not...
I lost some friends. I lost a couple of friends, man. Somebody, you know, people think it's cool. No, serious. You had a couple of people, they want to pick up the phone and make a joke. And they really think we're going to be friends after. But I'm like, I'm serious. Like, I don't like you no more. Don't call me. I already blocked them. I mean, they thought it was funny to call me and talk trash about Middle Tennessee and thinking I was going to be like, ha, 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 ha. No, I blocked them.
That's what I told Crowder. I said, Crowder, out of my life. You watch your mouth, Crowder. You watch your mouth. It'd be tough to do this show if I'm not talking to you.
He ain't say that.
I may have thought it. I may have thought it, in all fairness.
We are 4.5 feet away from each other. He good.
All right, let me get to the other topic du jour with Tuan Russell here. So the Dolphins, and you played for the Dolphins and have rooted for the Dolphins your entire life. You know, I guess the first topic of conversation has to be the concussions and Tua. So what now? I had said to Crowder at the beginning of the show, when you were playing at UM or when you were playing in the league, were head injuries even really spoken of, or were you still leading with your head as a linebacker?
I was taught to play, put your hat on the ball. I mean, that was common language when I played football. And I'm going to tell you a stat that's going to blow your brain, but when I tell people that, I'll bet you when you talk to old school players, it's very common. I have had 24 concussions. From high school to National Football League. And when you really think about it, like I really thought about the process that they went through. It wasn't until my last year in the National Football League that I missed time for having a concussion. I mean, I would have a concussion on Sunday and be practicing on Monday or on Wednesday when we came back to practice. That was very common practice during that time frame. So what you've seen them doing, they're still evolving. Think about it. I retired in 2004. So you're still seeing the evolution between how this works. And it's challenging because you have a player who's conditioned and taught, and his competitiveness is to get back on the field. And I hear these people saying, well, the player should be making a rational decision and he should be thinking about his life. First of all, you're saying he has a concussion, so he's incapable of doing that. If he has a concussion, he cannot make that decision. But number two, competitively, from a competitive standpoint, he wants to play. That's part of the DNA. If you don't have that, you're probably not going to be successful in playing football. And here's the other side. You have medical professionals trying to make a decision on a moving target. On Monday, you can feel completely fine. On Tuesday, you can feel like trash. On Wednesday, you can feel fine again. And you know what? The day of the game, you can start feeling bad. Like, it's a very complex thing. If no one has figured out the brain, it's only a couple pounds. It's very complex. They really don't know how it works. I mean, I've been completely knocked out. And by the end of the day, felt completely fine. And then if I had a ding, as they would call it, and had vertigo. So it's not that easy to make these decisions. And people are vilifying people for making bad decisions. if you're gonna make a decision and you're gonna have these evaluations and a kid and he passed these evaluations, it's hard to make the decision. It's hard to determine. Now, hindsight 2020, I would say, okay, if you know he's had a challenge, precautionary, maybe you make him sit out at minimum a week regardless of how he feels. Because the brain is complex. It changes. It does what it wants to do. And everybody's different. It's not all in a box. So everybody's different. Everyone responds differently. And it takes time. So it's a complex situation. I hate that the Dolphins even are involved in this in a negative way. But, they do a good job over there. They really care about the athletes. I've been part of that organization as a player. I've been a part of that organization as an employee. And they do care about their athletes and their people. And I don't think anyone intentionally went into this to put anyone in harm's way.
And, Twan, everybody wants to see who was at fault for the Tua situation. And I've said, I'm just like with you. I'm like, the Dolphins did nothing wrong. The NFL has a individual.
Independent,
you know, doctor that's supposed to look at this. They set up a protocol. It's called concussion protocol, Twan. But, is there somebody at fault, or is it just the system that, like you said, is always evolving?
They've learned. I was reading an article a couple of years ago, and they were saying how they've learned more about the human brain in the last 5 years than they've learned in the last, 1,000 years or whatever, however long medicine's been going on. And the challenge is that because of technology, they're learning so much in such a short period of time. I don't even know if the doctors have really understood what they've learned. And these circumstances give them more information, more clues. What we're asking our bodies to do is probably not natural. we're asking flesh and bone to run into each other as fast as you can and knock the other one down and then want to criticize someone because they're making a mistake.
Quick, I'll let you finish. I tell people this all the time. Have you ever seen two dudes walk down aisle 5 in Publix and bam their head into each other by the canned soup? we're not supposed to do this, Twan.
It's a tough decision to make, and the NFL has to balance this very narrow place of player safety. Because what they do, the NFL becomes the example for all the other leagues. So they become the example for college and high school. And it's challenging. And I feel bad for the position that they're in. But I think sometimes we forget that, you hire people to make decisions, and they're human, they're fallible. And with concussions, it changes so often. You can feel fine immediately after the game and be thrown up 2 hours later. I'm just telling you from experience. So it's not that easy to determine what's going on in the brain. A CAT scan and all these CT scans don't really give you all the information that you need. They tell you a piece of the pie. But time really is really what tells you what's going on. So if they really want to, you can make it if you get pulled out for concussion, there's a mandatory time frame, or a mandatory amount of games you have to miss. And maybe that allows you to do it, but I don't know if that solves the problem either, because you have one concussion. Any concussion you have after that, you're more susceptible to have more concussions, and it's just not that easy to determine what's going on with the brain after a concussion.
We are we're up against a break, but do you have any lasting repercussions from 24 concussions from your playing days, Twan?
I smile too much. I'm a good person.
Someone texted in. I swear to God, it's funny you say that. Someone texted in while you're on. I texted him back, me too. Said, let's see. I consider myself a good dude, but every time I hear Twan Russell on your show, I feel like I should be better. And I said, me too. I mean, yeah, you're a good dude. You smile, but you don't have any lasting aches, pains, headaches, lingering.
No, I don't have any issues. I mean, it's hard to tell. I've been playing sports since I was 5 years old. I played multiple sports, so I don't know if I can say that they all came down to football. I mean, I'll tell you when I'm 90.
Right.
Hopefully I'm still walking. I have it all together. But I take good care of myself. I've read a lot of articles that you have to eat right, keep your weight down, exercise, all that stuff helps. But that helps with everybody. And when I leave this earth, I want to stand before God, and he says, hey, what do you do with the gifts I gave you? I want to say I left them on earth. I want to say I brought nothing back with me, and I'm exhausted. And if he gave me the ability to play football, well, I wanted to make sure when I left the football field that I had nothing else to give. And however I got there, I want to make sure, whatever condition I am when I get there, I want to say, hey, I have nothing else to give, God. It's all down there. And he's going to like, you know, come on in. Come on in, my good and faithful servant. And that, for me, that's what it's about. So I don't know. I mean, things happen in life. I could be skateboarding. I could be riding my bike. Things happen. And I live my life, and I'm living my life, and I hope there's no issues.
Hey, Twan, whichever one of us go first, I'll leave your name at the VIP line front desk. Cause I'm in the VIP line to heaven. I ain't waiting in line.
Is there a champagne?
Hey, I don't. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't care about the VIP. I don't care about anything. As long as I'm in the line, as long as I'm there, that's all I care about. I don't care if I'm at the bottom of the. I don't care if I'm underneath the altar. I don't care where I'm at, as long as I'm in. That's all I care about.
I'll put you on my list then. Don't worry about it.
He's got such a better attitude about it, though, because I'm showing up there. I've got two carry-ons and three check bags with stuff that I didn't leave behind.
Well,
that I've been holding
on
to.
Well, that's the problem. You can't take nothing in.
Twan Russell. It's been too long. We missed talking to you. Check out Russell Education Foundation on the web if you're looking to make a donation to a really worthy local charity, the Russell Education Foundation. They do such great work. We always love talking football and life with you, Twan. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, you guys, take care. Now, crowd, every time you stumble, I'm going to say it's because of a concussion.
Boy, I had a fleet of them.
You're going to be saying it a lot.
Take care, guys.
See I'll you, let Twan. You, brother.
There you go. Twan Russell.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.